Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
It is.
Thursday in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Ricky, last night I was sitting up watching Nightline, and Miss Catherine was on with some of her kids, and I'll tell you about it coming up. But it brought tears to my eyes, basically, because it's sad what she's going through right now with Michael Jackson's doggone children, them adopted kids, just destroying the doggone Jackson family. But here's some of what she had to say last night.
There are rumors going around about me that I've been kidnapped and held against my will. I'm here today to let everybody know that I'm fine, and I'm here with my children, and my children would never do a thing like that, holding me against my will. It's very stupid for people to think that.
You know, when I looked at it, it just kind of brought tears to me, because I thought about my mama sitting there late as she getting older.
Don't cry, girl. I mean,
she got to go through all this stuff with these doggone adopted damn kids. Yeah,
Gary, you got to stop saying adopted.
Well, they are adopted.
But they still become part of the family.
Well, whatever.
Well, they didn't cause chaos.
They didn't cause chaos in that doggone family. Now, they said the judge ordered Tito's kids, TJ. Now, they're saying that TJ, he got to file a petition, y'all, for permanent guardianship to get the kids. Now, they're saying that he got to go through Diana Ross and Debbie Rowe, which is the kid's real mama, to get these kids from Miss Catherine. Y'all, Miss Catherine saying all she was doing, she just went on a break in Arizona to be with Reeve and stuff. And
okay, but who was there with the kids?
Well, she said the doggone maid was there, but they didn't fire the nanny, and she said they had the cook. They fired the cook, and it's just so much. So
it like what is the whole thing about?
It seems like they didn't have it together before she left. Like, yeah. Apparently everybody wasn't on the same page, and that's where the problem seemed like.
But let me tell you what it's about, though, honey. Let's keep it real. Okay. You see, TJ is Tito's son. Okay. Tito's son, honey, used to date that tramp Kim Kardashian when they were 14 years old. Them Kardashians then got in his head. TJ gonna get $70,000. No, listen, he gonna get $70,000 a month. Miss Catherine gets $70,000 a month for those kids, to take care of those kids. Not all that money is gonna be going to TJ, Tito's son, because he's gonna have guardianship for them children.
And that's how old is he old enough?
He's old enough to be with him and stuff. And honey, he gonna take that money from his grandmother, and that's just a sin.
That explanation made my nose bleed.
Yeah, whose idea was it for her to leave and go to Arizona?
They said her high blood pressure was up. They said now she's doing so much better, not gonna blood pressure. It went down since she went to take a break, hell, in Arizona for them doggone bad kids. And you know, Paris done goddamn grown, honey. You know, she's a grown child. I just say goddamn.
Right, she done got grown.
Go ahead. And she, honey, she just doing that to her grandma. They know that they're not really black. And, honey, they got all these doggone white attorneys talking to them and stuff and making them know, get this money. And that's what they doing.
And it's all about money.
It's all about money. They taking that money from Miss Captain, honey. And you know, honey, if Miss Captain was to die, all the money go to them.
So basically, whoever has custody of the kids gets the money.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Yes, because follow the money trail, the baby.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when she went to Arizona, what did she leave for the kids to eat?
Well, she said they had snacks. She said because they fired the nanny.
What kind of snacks?
They had some lean cuisines and Hot Pockets. I know that. Some of them Totino pieces.
And Farina for breakfast.
They had enough there in that doggone big mansion and stuff. And what makes me so doggone mad about it, all parents do is tweet. She just tweet all day. And it just don't make sense.
So parents was sweeting all day?
Yeah, she just tweet all day. She tweet all their doggone business. Hell, Miss
Oh my God. And so what did she tweet yesterday?
She was tweeting talking about was something about a countdown and somebody gonna pay for this and all that. It just doesn't make sense.
And they adopted, and now they acting crazy.
And they acting a doggone
Ricky, stop trying to egg him on. Would you stop?
But it just doesn't make sense. It just burns me up that they doing that to that doggone woman. Hell, she
and then got her sent up on Nightline.
She had to read a statement. They gave her a written statement. She had to read it. And then the TJ can talk about, that's not the way my grandmother talking. But hell, you better get her $70,000 a month.
Right. Right.
Why can't she call her grandkids, though, and be like, hey, I'm okay?
She said she called them. She called them and told them that she was okay, but they still.
But she's not on Twitter. Catherine Jackson is not on Twitter.
No, she's not.
She's not. Yeah, she called them on the house phone.
The rotary phone.
But it's just sad.
The pink orange one.
What colors?
The pink orange one.
They trying to kill this captain, though, for real, though, y'all. They trying to kill that woman. She ate
and so they kill her, then.
Then they get all the money.
I really wish I could be a fly on the wall and see what Janet and Paris Janet were slapping each other about.
Yeah, Janet was at that interview, too, with her mommy. It was Janet, Jermaine.
But then she called Janet Jackson a bitch.
She sure did, baby. Now, you know she too doggone grown, honey. She done smelled her pee calling her ain't a doggone bitch. How dare she?
Not Janet Jackson.
Not Miss
You
Jackson,
can call the Toya one, but you damn sure can't call Janet one.
You sure can't call Reeby one.
Oh, no, ma'am, baby. She sure couldn't, but it's just...
It's that's just crazy. Hell.
Ricky, they was all in the
and
yard.
And then they got Miss got an up down nightline looking sad.
Exactly, Puffin's character.
And what kind of snacks did they leave for them children?
She left us some good snacks for them, dog. They had nothing until Michael adopted them. But anyway, the Kahlua today, guys, are great because one of my favorite summer Kahluas. My Kahlua today is Juicy Flesh. It's part of my watermelon series. On the high end, you say Juicy Flesh, and on the low end, say Red. That's your Kahlua for today.
Gary, don't cry.
I know.
What had you so sad,
just
though?
Just looking at her eyes, Miss Catherine, eyes. She was reading that prepared statement. You know that lady getting older?
And it made you sad.
Yes.
And what's sad about it, when you look in her eyes, you see all of them kids because they all look like her.
Yes, and she didn't go through that hell.
Cut the music off for a second. Don't cry,
it's
though.
It's just sad. I mean,
you're trying to make him cry. Gary, listen to me. Focus.
Ebony, be quiet.
Don't cry, Gary.
Please let him express his feelings.
Don't cry.
Gary.
What?
The point that really just brought tears to your eyes is just the fact that she was just up there reading the statement and she's getting older.
Yeah, she's getting older and she's raising them doggone kids. And honey, I mean, Michael, that was his money. That's her thought. That's her son. I don't want to go there. We can just go there. Okay.
Don't cry.
Bye, y'all. Go ahead.
You want him to cry. You exploit him.